Today's daf is Chulin daf Kuf Chof Tes, and we are at the very last daf of Perek Arva Roitev, four lines from the bottom of daf Kuf Chof Ches Amid Beis. So we're in the middle of the sugya of Ever Hamidoldol and Basar Hamidoldol. So what's an Ever Ubasar Hamidoldol? That's an Aver of an animal, or a kezias of flesh of an animal, that's almost completely severed from the animal. So it's dangling. It's literally hanging on for dear life. So it hasn't been completely severed, but it's almost completely severed. And despite the fact that it's part of the animal, the Gemara darshins from a pasuk that Aver Hamidoldol and Basar Hamidoldol are Asar Ba'achila. Essentially, then, it's similar to Ever Menachai and Basar Menachai. Ever Menachai and Basar Menachai is Ever or Kezias Basar of an animal that was detached from the animal while the animal was alive. Where the halach is that even if afterwards the animal has a proper shechita, but being that it was taken from the animal when the animal was alive, it remains Asar Ba'achila forever. The Ever HaMedoldol and the Basar HaMedoldol is very similar. Same idea. That once it's Medoldol in while the animal was alive, even if later there's a kasha shechita, it doesn't matter, that Aver and that Basar will be Asar forever. Stating that, there is an important difference between Aver Menachai and Aver HaMedoldol. And that is that Aver Menachai, in addition to it being Asar Ba'achila, is also Tameh. It's a source of Tumah. It's one of the Avos HaTumah. So just like a Sheretz is a source of Tumah, a Mace is a source of Tumah, a Nida, a Zava, Zava are sources of Tumah. Aver Menachai is a source of Tumah as well. Aver HaMedoldol is not a source of Tumah, stating that it's treated as Oichel, even while it's attached to the animal, and as a result, it's subject to the laws of Tumas Eichlin. But it has to conform with the guidelines of Tumas Eichlin. In order for Oichel to become Tumah, it has to be a share. In order for Oichel to become Tumah, it has to first be Huchshel Kabel Tumah. Something that's a source of Tumah doesn't have to be Huchshel Kabel Tumah. Vichyuta Mayim Alzera is talking about Tumas Eichlin. The point is that Eber Menachai and Eber HaMedoldol are both Asar Ba'achila, but the important distinction is that it relates to the laws of Tumah V'Tahira. Ever Menachai is a source of Tumah. Ever HaMedoldol is not a source of Tumah. As it relates to Basar, Basar Menachai is not a source of Tumah. Certainly Basar HaMedoldol is not a source of Tumah. So Ever Menachai, Ever HaMedoldol has the difference that Ever Menachai, in addition it to being Asar Ba'achila, is also a source of Tumah. Ever HaMedoldol is Asar Ba'achila, it's not a source of Tumah. As it relates to the Basar, Basar Min HaChai and Basar HaMedoldol are both not sources of Tumah. That's in contrast to Nevela, where not only is an Aver of Nevela Asar Ba'achila and Tameh, but a Kezias Basar of Nevela is also Asar Ba'achila and is Tameh. Thus, if you really want to draw it up and summarize it as an introduction to today's daf and yesterday's daf, the way you would do that is as follows. You have three categories. You have Nevela, you have Min HaChai, and you have Medoldol. As it relates to Nevela, an Aver of Nevela, a Kezias Basar of Nevela, Asar Ba'achila. An Aver Min HaChai, a Kezias Basar Min HaChai, Asar Ba'achila. Aver HaMedoldol, a Kezias Basar HaMedoldol, Asar Ba'achila. As it relates to Tumah, they're all different. Aver Min HaChai, an Aver of Nevela, and Kezias Basar of Nevela are both sources of Tumah. Aver Min HaChai is Tameh, but Kezias Basar Min HaChai is not Tameh. Aver HaMedoldol and Kezias Basar HaMedoldolim are both not Tameh. The Gemara had discussed in the context of its discussion of the Mishnah, which mentions a lot of different halachas regarding the Tumas Oichlin component of Aver HaMedoldol and Kezias Basar HaMedoldol, that is that being that a Kezias Basar Nevela is Tameh, but a Kezias Basar of Aver Min HaChai is not Tameh, it would happen afkemina if you have an Aver Min HaChai and now a little bit of Basar separates itself from the Aver Min HaChai. Is that Basar going to be Tameh or is it not going to be Tameh? Meaning, if a Kezias Basar separates itself from an Aver of Nevela, it's possible it's going to be Tameh because Kezias Basar of Nevela is always Tameh, whether it was attached to an Aver, whether it wasn't attached to an Aver. But what about if the Kezias Basar was part of the Aver Min HaChai And now it separated itself from the Eivre Menachai. Would it be Tomei or not? And in yesterday's daf, we saw that the halach is it would not be Tomei. And the Gemara said that that's the Nafka Mina, where you find sometimes the Tanaim debated whether something is Aser Mishum Eivre Nevel or Eivre Menachai. Think, Gemara, what's the difference? Eivre Menachai is Aser and Tomei. Eivre Nevel is Aser and Tomei. And the Gemara said the Nafka Mina would be if the Kizayis Basar separated itself from that Eivre, if it's Eivre Nevel, then it would be Aser. If it's Eivre Menachai, it wouldn't be Aser. Stating that, the Gemara is going to begin now with a brisa that's going to qualify that halach. Tanu Rabbanan. Hachoytech Kizayis Basar from Eivre Menachai. If somebody cuts up a Kizayis Basar from Eivre Menachai, so the halach is as follows. In yesterday's daf, we said that it's not going to be Tomei. Aser, of course. We're not discussing Iser. We're discussing Tumma. And we said, why won't it be Tomei? Because although Eivre Menachai is Tomei, Kizayis Basar Menachai is not Tomei. Stating that, says the Braisa, Chotchoi, the Achakach Chishev Olav Tar. It's only if you cut it off before you had in mind and had intention to use it as food that it's going to be Tar. Chishev Olav Achakach Chotchoi. If, however, while the Kizayis Basar was attached to the Eivre, you had in mind to treat it as food, you had in mind to feed it to a Ben Nayach, for example, and then you cut it off, then the halach is, it's going to be tamei. What's the svara? I thought that kizayis basar of chai is not tamei. So why should this kizayis basar that separated itself from it, why is it different that it was once attached to an eivre menachai? The answer is very simple. Because being that eivre menachai is tamei, a kizayis basar, or maybe a kebeya of basar that's attached to the Eivre Menachai is now touching the Davar Tameh. And being that it's touching the Davar Tameh, that is in and of itself a reason that it should be Tameh. Stating that, the Braisa says, one second, it's not so simple. Why? Because in order for something to become Tameh from coming in contact with Eivre Menachai, you would have to look at the Kizayis Basar as being Eichel. Okay, it's a Kizayis Basar. Why shouldn't it be Eichel? Because it's as far as that while it's attached to the Eivre Menachai, it's not viewed as Eichel. We look at it as Gidim and Atzamos. We don't look at it as Eichel. So if we don't look at it as Eichel, then Freshtetzach, there's no way to deem it Tumas Eichlin. However, if you had a machshava to treat it as oichel, that would now give it the chashivas of oichel. So if you had a machshava before you cut it off, so you had the machshava to treat the kizayis basar as oichel, now it's oichel. It's attached to the aver, it becomes tamei. Thus, achakachotcha, it's going to remain tamei. If, however, you had the machshava after you cut it off, so then when it was mechuber, it never had a chashivas of oichel, so there's no way for it to have tumas oichel. In other words, this braisa, it's a one-line braisa, but it requires a real introduction, and havana and the sugyas that we're learning, is saying a very yisoidus de galacha, that even though kizayis basar menachai is not tamei, and as a result the Gemara said that if you would remove a kizayis basar from an eivre menachai, it wouldn't be tamei. That's only mitzad tumas atzmai, mitzad it's igna yichus. But at the end of the day, you always have to look at the kizayis basar menachai from two perspectives. Number one, is it a source of tumah? So the answer is no. But number two, it's attached to a davar tamei, and that's tumah 101. That if something comes in contact with tumah, that too becomes tamei. Now you're going to ask, it has to be Huchshel L'Kabel Tumah. The Gemara is going to discuss that. But for now, conceptually, it's touching the Davar Tameh. So if it's touching the Davar Tameh, it should be Tameh. So the Gemara says it depends. Because in order for it to become Tameh from touching a Davar Tameh, it would have to be viewed as an Eichel. In order for it to be viewed as an Eichel, you would need a Machshava, a proactive thought, to give it the Chashivus of an Eichel. That's the braisa. If you had the machshava before you cut it off, so it was an oichel when it was mechobar, it's going to have tumas oichlin. Otherwise, it's not going to have tumas oichlin. Zok tigmar. Rav Asi lay all the way midrash. Rav Asi one day didn't go to base medrash. Ashkechid Rav Zera, and he met Rav Zera. Amalei mai amar rabbanu bebe midrash. So he told Rav Zera, I know in base medrash below chiddush. So he said, what was the chiddush that they said over in base medrash today? Amalei. So he told him, my kashalach, is there something bothering you that you're wondering? You know, maybe it was discussed. Amalei says, yeah, in fact, there is. Apparently, they were learning maybe Perakarva Reutiv. So he said, the Braisa says that if you have a Kizayis Basar that's attached to Eivre Menachai, and you had a machshava that kizayis basar should be oichel, and then you cut it off, it's tamei. Why? Because it's attached to the Eivre Menachai, which is in and of itself a source of tumah. And Rav Asi said, I'll tell you what was bothering me. Tumas beis astarim, but tumas beis astarim, like metama. The rule is that the only time something can become tamei, tumas maga, is if the contact happened in an exposed area. If, however, it happened in an undisclosed area, it happened Bahalten, Beis Hastarim, then it's not considered Tomo. We've seen already earlier, Masechtes Chulin, that two things that are naturally attached, like a limb which is attached to the rest of the animal. That mukim chibur is considered beis hastarim. So Rav Asi was bothered that how is it possible to say that the gezayis basar would be tamei tumas oichlim because of its natural chibur to the Aver Menachai? That chibur is tumas beis hastarim. And I know tumas beis hastarim. Leimetama amal leis. Rav Zeir told Rav Asi afli didi kashali. He said baruch shakivanti. I had the same exact kasha. V'shel tilu Rav Abba bar Mamu. And I asked this question to Rav Abba bar Mamu v'amali, and he gave me a very nice answer. He told me amani remeiri dama tumas beis hastarim etama. It's true throughout Shas. It's axiomatic that tumas beis hastarim is not tuma, but not everybody agrees with that. There is a das yochid. The shitas Rav Meir. Rav Meir argued with the chacham. He held Tumas Beis Hastorim is a, he's the author of that price. Stam Nishnas Rameir. Stam that price is Rameir as well. He holds Tumas Beis Hastorim is Metama. Thus, it's not going to be a question. Amalei told him. So, Asi told Rav Zeira, but I heard from you that even Rav Meir, who holds the Chiddush, that Tumas Beis Hastarim is Matama, but he agrees that the thing becoming Tumay Beis Hastarim needs Hechsher Tumah. Meaning, Tumas Beis Hastarim doesn't defy the laws of Hechsher Tumah. Hechsher Tumah is a pasuk in the Torah. And even if the Maga is happening Beis Hastarim, it still needs to oblige and conform with the halachos of Mesechtes Machshirim. In other words, he was asking a follow-up question. At the end of the day, where was the Hechsher Tumah in this braisa? So Rava heard this conversation. He said, that kasha I don't understand. Who said the braisa is talking about where there was no Hechsher Tumah? The braisa is just discussing that even though a kezayis basam and achai is not tamei be'etzim, thus, if you remove a kezayis basam and achai from an eva and achai, it shouldn't have its own source of Tumah. But you do have to look at it from the Tumas Magra perspective. Now, Tumas Magra of Tumas Oichlin, there's a loch of Hechsher Tumah. Okay. Hachem am I askim? And the braisa is talking about, like we spoke at earlier, that there was Hechsher Tumah. So Rava said, "Umay kushya." That's not like an answer of the Yesh Loimar. I don't understand the kasha. Why is it such a chiddush? Why is that bothering you, Rav Asi, to say that the Braisa is talking about where there was, in fact, Hechsher Tumah? But the Gemara continues, and the Gemara really digresses a little bit. Omale Rabba Bar Chanan the Rava. Lomali Hechsher. I don't understand Rav Asi's kasha, and I don't even understand Rava's response of Umay Kusha. Right? Rav Asi was bothered that what happened to Hechsher Tumah in this braisa? What did Rava say? Maybe it's talking about where it was Hechsher Lekabel Tumah. It came in contact with water. It was V'chiyut and Mayim Azer or any of the other mashkin that have an ability to be Machshir food. Rabbi Bar Chanan told Rava that L'chair in this case you don't even have to come on to Hechsher Tumah. And this is based on a principle that we saw earlier in Perakar Varoite. And that is Harei Metama Tumah Chamura Agav Aviv. The loch is that the only time Oichol needs to be hukshu l'kabel tuma in order for it to become tummy tumas oichlin is if this oichel in question is an oichel that will never be subject to a tuma chamura, or as we're going to see in the Gemara right now, never was subject to tuma chamura. But any food that was or will be subject to tuma chamura is when it's an oichel and not in a state where it's subject to Tumah Chamura, doesn't need Hechsher Tumah to attain the Tumah Kala. What's the example of this? The example is the Nevela of an Oif Tahar, where the halacha is that it's mitame begodim abeis ablir. So if somebody eats the nevela of an oif tahar, the halacha is when it's in his beis ablir, it's mitame his clothing. That's considered a tumah chamura. It's not tumas oichlin, which is only mitame other oichlin, and it's only mitame bimaga. That's a real tumah. It's a tumah chamura. And the halacha is, for that reason, that nivlas oif tahar doesn't need hechsher in order for it to become tamei tumas oichlin, because it's something that shaykh the tumah chamura. When's the shaykh tumah chamura? In the event that somebody would put it in his mouth, it would be metamez begodim. Thus, it's something that's ra'oi. It's shaykh. That's the magic word. Shaykh to tumah chamura. Even though right now there's no tumah chamura, that's enough to say that when you're dining the tumah kala, it doesn't need hechsher tumah. It's gzeiras hakasam. It's learned out from the fact that what's the makar to hechsher tumah v'chiyut and mayim al zera. The Gemara says just like zera is never going to be subject to tumah chamura, so too the only time oichlin needs chiyut and mayim is if it's oichlin that's not going to be subject to tumah chamura. So what's the Gemara saying? A festazach. This kizayis basa that separated from Eber Menachai, this was once subject
to Tumah Chamura,
not in the future tense, like in the case of the Nivla Saif Tar, but in the past tense. Why? Because when it was attached to the Eva Menachai, so it was part of the Eva Menachai. It was a Yad, it was a Shoimer, it was part of the Eva Menachai. I mean that it was part of the Eva Menachai, it was subject to the Tumah of Eva Menachai. Tumah's Eva Menachai is a Tumah Chamura, it's an Ava Tumah. It's a real source of Tumah, it's Matama Adam and Kalim, it's a real Tumah. So being that it was subject to Tumah Chamura, so now that it's not subject to Tumah Chamura anymore, because it separated itself from the Eva Menachai, it's not a Yishyad or a Shoimer to the Eva Menachai, now all you're looking at is Tumah Saif. But as it relates to Heksha Tumah, it doesn't need Heksha Tumah. You know why? Because it once had Tumah Chamura. He says, you want to know why the Braisa didn't say anything about Heksha Tumah? Braisa didn't leave it out. Rav Asi was bothered. It's Pashut why. This is a classic example of Tumas Oichlin that was once subject to Tumah Chamura, where the halach is it doesn't need Heksha Tumah. So it's Bidiyuk Nifla, that the Braisa left out Heksha Tumah. Because if you know the laws of Maseches Machshirin, you would realize that this is one of the exceptions to the rule that don't need Heksha Tumah, says the Gemara. Amalei, but Rava told him back, a major lumdus that's going to take us now through a half a Amud, and that is, Kishashimesh Maise Eitz Shimesh. It's true, this is a halacha, that Oichel, that's either subject in the future, potentially Tumah Chamura, or was subject to Tumah Chamura in the past, doesn't need Hechsher. But that's only if the time when it was subject to Tumah Chamura, it was Oichel. In this case, when was the Kezayis Basar subject to Tumah Chamura? When it was attached to the Aver. When it was attached to the Aver, it wasn't Oichel, it was Eitz. That's why in the Braisa, you had to have a Machshava to make it an Oichel. Because while it's attached to the Aver, we don't look at it as Oichel. We look at it as Gidim Batzamais. So it's true that this piece of matter was once upon a time shayach to Tumah Chamura, but at that time it was Eitz Ba'alma, it wasn't Oichel. The halacha of Tumah Chamura making you exempt from Heksha Tumah is true, is if at the time that it was subject to Tumah Chamura, it was Oichel. But being that over here, it was Eitz Ba'alma, over here you don't have that halacha. Says the Gemara, Amar Habaya, Hare Amru, Koyfei Sa'ar, Sheyichad Ali Yeshiva Batla. If somebody has Sa'ar, he has leaven of Pesach fame, and he decides that he wants to take his dough and he's going to make it into a cheer. So the question is, could he do it or not? I mean, at the end of the day, it says in the Torah, Bal Yirah, Bal Yimotze. So believe it or not, Chazal say that it's okay. This is something that you're allowed to do. Psochim, Taf Mem Hei Amid Bey, says the Gemara, Tumas Alav Dei Raisa, you must say, Abaye said, that this cheer, which can become Tamei L'chayra. How would a cheer become Tamei? What's the classic example for a cheer to become Tamei? If a Zav sits on it, it would become Tamei Tumas Medras. But what's Tumas Medras? Someone who has Tumah that's Yoytze Migufay, such as a Zav or a Zava, sits, lies, or rides on something that the derech is to sit, lie, or ride on. That thing will now get a very special Tumah, Tumas Medras, which for our purposes is very much a Tumah Chamura. So said Abai, you must say that if somebody would take bread and he would turn it into a chair, how do I know that's a possibility? So sugi mesachtes psochem. Because there's even a tremendous kula that there's no bayura, bayu matze on that chair. It must be, said Abai, that Tumas Medras that it would attain is lav deirais. It comes out that all food is now subject to Tumah Chamura. Why? You have wheat. It's on your roof, and now you want a sheretz falls on it. And the question is, the Tommy Knight, you're going to tell me it has to be Huksha Lekabal Tumah. What do you mean? Why does it have to be Huksha Lekabal Tumah? This wheat is subject to Tumah Chamura. How? You may make bread, and then you're going to turn it into a cheer, and then when it's a cheer, it's going to be Shaykh to Tumas Medrash if the Zov sits on it. So isn't it always Shaykh to Tumah Chamura? And the way Rashi explains the Kasha, it's a fest, the Kasha. You know what the Kasha is? Because how do you know this halacha that something that's subject to Tumah Chamura doesn't need Heksha Tumah? What's the makar to it? Zera can never be shayach to Tumah Chamura. So the kasha is fundamentally on the whole drasha. How could you tell me it's never shayach for zera to have Tumah Chamura? I have a great case. You took the zera, the wheat, the barley, you made a cheer out of it. You see, it's a real cheer because it's a sif katan in Hilchas Pesach. So it's a very real cheer. If it's a real cheer, a zav should be able to be metamid. So all zera then is shaykh to Tumah Chamura, which knocks out the whole premise of the drasha, which teaches me that something that shaykh to Tumah Chamura doesn't have the halacha of Heksha Tumah. Must be Abaye said that tumah is not a tumah deiraisa. Must be it's not a real tumah. As if to say it's not a real cheer, but then if it's not a real cheer, then how could you keep it in your house on Pesach? Bishlam, if it's a real cheer, so we don't look at it as food anymore. It lost its status as food. It's not food, it's a cheer. Sounds like a chiddush, but okay, that's the Hare Yomer that Abaye is referring to. But if you tell me it's not a cheer midday raisa, meaning midday raisa it's food. So if midday raisa it's food, then lechari it should be by Abaye Matz. I am bachreinim. But either way, so the Gemara says it's not fair. You know why? Abaye said because shemesh might say it shemesh. The same teretz that Rava said earlier. It's true that this food can one day be subject to tumah chamura, but when will it have tumah chamura? If it's a cheer. Then by definition, it's not food. That's not called being shaykh to tumah chamura. The rule of food that could be vulnerable to tumah chamura doesn't have the halacha of hechsher tumah. That's if it's going to be food in the state when it's possible for it to have tumah chamura. This zera would only have tumah chamura if it became something other than food. Oh, if that's the case, that's not the halacha that we're talking about. Omar Abaye, a similar exchange. Hare Yomru, Chazal said, Tikrevis Avedis Chicham Shalech, Lamentamim Ba'ayo. We know Avedis Zara, in addition for it to being very bad, also, it straddles a lot of laws of tumah v'tahayra. Tumas Meis, Tumas Nida, Tzemishna, Mesach de Shabbos, Perek Rabbi Akiva. Right, so this is an idea that comes up a lot. But Tikrevis Avedis Chicham, something that was offered up to an Avodah Zarah has Tumas Oyo. Says Abaye, you must say Tumas Lav Deiraisa. That's not a real Tumah. It must be that Tumas oil, that oichol that was served up to an Avodah Zarah has, is not a real. Because these are glad to Deiraisa. If it's a real Tumah, see the oichol Shematama Tumah Chamura. Because again, I have another case where oichol is Metama Tumah Chamura. How could they have Tumah Chamura? Somebody worships the oichol, or he serves the oichol to an Avodah Zarah, it becomes the Kravis Avodah Zarah. It's Tamei Tumas Oyel, certainly sounds like Tumah Chamura, so if that's the case, then how could you tell me oichol is never subject to Tumah Chamura? What do you mean? I have oichol that's subject to Tumah Chamura. So the Gemara says, Kishimish may say it's Shimish, that when somebody serves food to an Avodah Zarah, it doesn't have a Chashivas of oichol, and as a result, that's why it is not going to be a tzush to what we're saying. I'm Rabbi, another case. What if somebody has a keli and this cracks in the keli and he used it a lot and as a result, some of the dough, let's say, that he was making in this trough, it got attached into the crevices of the trough. So the halacha, it becomes part of the keli. And it takes on the laws of Tumas Kelim, says the Gemara. Tumas and Lav Deiraisa. Abaye made the same comment. It must be that's not a real Tumah. These are Deiraisa. If you're going to tell me that the Tumah, that the dough that's in the cracks of this Kelim is a real Tumas Kelim, so if it's subject to Tumas Kelim, it's subject to Tumah Chamura. The Gemara says, no, same Teretz. Shemesh, Maisa, Eid, Shemesh. Maybe it is subject to a real Tumah Deiraisa. Are you going to tell me if that's the case, it's subject to Tumah Chamura? The svar of Tumah Chamura is where it's an oichel and it's subject to Tumah Chamura. When the kelim are stuck in the cracks and we view it as a keli, we're not viewing it as a oichel, we're viewing it as a keli. That's why it's subject to Tumas Kelim. That's not the point of the Gemara. Amalei Rapapa the Rav, another kash. Other time, Yechelim Nevela B'Kfarim, the Chelim of Nevela B'Kfarim, we had this yesterday, Tzarech Machshav of the Hechshav. So Chelim ordinarily is not Mekabel Tumah, because it's not considered oichel, but in the kfarim, in the villages, they used to eat the chalev, and as a result, the chalev of an avela in the kfarim requires machshava and hechsher in order for it to become tame. Said Rav Papa to Rava, Tumasi Agav Chulya Lav Deiraisa. You must say that when the chalev is attached to the kidneys, so one of the chalavim that are aser is the chalev akloyes. So the chalev that's attached to the kidneys, at that point, it's subject to Tumah Chamura, L'chayra. Why? Because the Kulya is real Oichel, and anything that's a Yad or a Shomer to a real Oichel is Maitri Machas Tumah. Shomer is even Mitzdarif to the Shir Tumah. It must be that's not a real Tumah, because these are the Taitach Tei, right? If you're going to tell me that when the Chedav is attached to the Kulayos, it's subject to a real Tumah, Matzir L'Oichel Shematam Tumah Chamura. You see, if that's the case, that Oichel could be Metama Tumah Chamura. If that's so, why did the Braisa say Chelav Nevela B'Kfarim Tzorach Machshava V'Hechsher? What do you need Hechsher for? L'Chayra, this Chelav is Shayach to Tumah Chamura. Because before it was detached from the animal, it was attached to the Kloyos. It was a Shomer for the Kloyos. If that's the case, it was subject to Tumah Chamura. Must be that's not a real Tumah Chamura. The Gemara says, no, again, because Shemesh might say Shemesh. When it was attached to the Kloyos, it wasn't viewed as Eichel, it was viewed as Eitz. Therefore, it's not a contradiction to this rule. One final example of this, Amr of Masar Yom, Baishisuchsab Israel. If you have a house, and on top of your house, on the roof, there's Zeraim, and you use this Zeraim as part of your roof. So you put hay, straw on the roof of your house. In the olden days, the roofs were used, right? It was like a chatzar, as is something that comes up very often, Masechtas Erevin, the bias, the chotzer, the karfif, the gag, right? Called gagos is a parak in Masechtas Erevin. They used to use the gagos. Anyways, a person covered up his roof and he put straw there, and in the straw there were some seeds. So those seeds that were intermingled with the straw become part of the roof. That's the halacha. It says the Gemara, Tumas Elab Deiraisa. It must be that Tumah is not Deiraisa. Which Tumah? Which Tumah? The Tumah of this week's parasha. The Tumah of Nigayin, which can affect the bias as well. That Zroim now will be part of the bias and will be shaykh to the Tumah of Tzaras. Must be it's not a real Tumah. These are what I think Deiraisa. Metzivu Zroim Shevet Tamah Tumah Chamura. I have a great example of how Zroim can be Tamah Tumah Chamura. It can even have the Tumah of Tzaras. Must be it's not a real Tumah, because if it's a real Tumah, that knocks out the whole drasha that says Dumi Dezera, that's not subject to Tumah Chamura. The Gemara says Kishimish Ma'ase Shimish. Same exact areas. You're right. You see that Zroim can have Tumah Chamura, but when's it going to have Tumah Chamura? If it's a roof. If it's a roof, that's not the drasha. We're discussing food, that in the state of food can be Tumah Chamura, that's where you have this drasha. Either way, so the Gemara digressed a little bit from its original discussion, which was a kezayis basar min hachai that was removed from Aver min hachai, although it's not Tameh mitzad atzmoy, because kezayis basar min hachai is not Tameh, but at the same time, if it was attached to Aver min hachai, then you would have to look at it from the Tumas Oichlin perspective, and the Gemara discussed that in the event that it would be subject to Tumas Oichlin, how's that possible? That was the Braisa. We had a machshava to treat it as Oichlin before you removed it. What about Hechsher Tumah? So, Amiram seemed to think it would require Hechsher Tumah. All Oichlin, in order for it to become Tumah, it needs Hechsher Tumah. This would need Hechsher Tumah as well. But the Gemara suggested maybe this wouldn't need Hechsher Tumah. Because being that when it was attached to the Eva Menachai, it had the Tumah of Eva Menachai, that's a Tumah Chamura. There's a rule that anything that's subject to Tumah Chamura doesn't require Hechsher Tumah for Tumas Oichlin. Or Yesh Loimar? Maybe not. Because maybe, although there is such a rule, that rule says that if Oichel, in the state of Oichel, would be subject to Tumah Chamura, then we say that even if right now it's not subject to Tumah Chamura, and you're donning it from a Tumah Kala perspective, it doesn't need Hechsher Tumah. But if Oichel could maybe in a different Gilgul become something other than Oichel, and then be subject to Tumah Chamura, it could be part of a roof, part of a keli, it could be a chair, it could be anything, the fact that at that point it would be subject to Tumah Chamura, that doesn't impact in any way, shape, or form the halacha that says that when it's in the state of Oichel, it requires Hechsher in order for it to be Tameh. Either way, the Gemara continues its discussion of the Mishnah on Daf Kuf Chav Zayin Amad Aleph, Kuf Chav Zayin Amad Beis, which again was discussing the laws of Eiver HaMedoldol. So the Mishnah was talking about the Eiver HaMedoldol and said three halachas. And again, this is important for the Hemshech of the Daf. The first halacha was that the Eiver v'habasa ha-midoldola b'mehema, the metame tomas oichlen b'mkoyman v'tzricham hechsher. So even though Eiver ha-midoldol, basar ha-midoldol, is also b'achila, it looks and feels a lot like Eiver menachai and Eiver nevela, but it's different from a tumah standpoint. As it relates to tumah, the halacha is they're not sources of tumah. Stating that a big chiddush, that even while they're attached to the animal, they're subject to the laws of Tumas Leichel. That's a very big chiddush, because usually something alive can't have Tumas Leichel. Even a ben pekua that you're allowed to eat alive doesn't have Tumas Leichel. So it's a very big chiddush that the Avraham Medoldol and the Basa Medoldolim will have Tumas Leichel. But that was the first halacha of the Mishnah. Second halacha of the Mishnah was, what happens if you shech the behema while it had this Avraham Medoldol? So then the halacha is the same as it relates to the Avraham Medoldol. It's still not going to have a source of Tumah. The fact that it was a Shechita doesn't now make it a source of Tumah. It's going to continue to be subject to Tumas Oichlin. There was Machlokes, Remei, Reb Shimon, whether the Shechita is Machsheret for Tumas Oichlin or not. And the Gemara gave six Biurim and what exactly that Machlokes was. The third case of the Mishnah, which is where the Gemara now picks up, that is what happens if there was an animal that had an Avraham Medoldol, Basar Medoldol, and now the animal died. It died naturally. In other words, the animal became a Nevela. So the Halach is, HaBasar, the Mishnah said, Tzarech Hechsher. The Basar is going to need Hechsher. Meaning the fact that the animal died doesn't change the basar. The basar is still going to be viewed as oichel. It's going to require hechsher. The aver, however, metame mishum aver menachai ve'ena metame mishum aver nevel divir ameyer v'Rab Shimon metar. At first glance, it sounds like there's a machlekes remain Rab Shimon. What about the aver? According to Rab Meir, the aver is going to be tame. It's going to be viewed as aver menachai and not aver nevel. Eva Menachai. Rav Shimon says it's not even going to be Eva Menachai. What's the Sfar Rameir? So that the Gemara already explained. The Sfar Rameir is, Rameir holds Misa Oisa Nipol. What does that mean? It means that when you have an Eva HaMedoldol and then the animal dies, the way we look at the animal's death impacting the Eva is it completed what had already almost happened while the animal was alive. So that Eva, we look at not dying when the animal died, but as if when the animal dies, that Eva retroactively died when it had almost died, which is while the animal was alive, if that makes any sense. So the Misa of the animal now deems the Eva Menachai. It's a little counterintuitive. Mikanulabalam Afreya, exactly. But that's the lump. It's very important. For Pashat Havana and the Gemara. This is just for on a Dafyomi level. This is very critical. And that is that the Misa of the animal is Oisin Yipol. It creates the Eva Menachai. Thus, Rameir says, even though an Eva Hamedoldol is not Tameh, but once the animal dies, the Misa makes the Eva Eva Menachai. Eva Menachai is a source of Tameh. The Basr is Tar. Because Basr Menachai is Tar. So this can't be any better than Basa Menachai. But as it relates to the Aver, it's good. Rav Shimon Mitar. Rav Shimon says it's tar, meaning Rav Shimon doesn't hold it as Svara. Rav Shimon holds Ein Misa Oisa Nipol at first glance. But if that's the case, the Gemara asks the very obvious question. Manavshach, Ein Misa Oisa Nipol. If Rav Shimon holds Misa Oisa Nipol, the time of Shemim Menachai. Again, what does Misa Oisa Nipol mean? If Rav Shimon holds, and when the animal dies, it completes what had almost been completed while the animal was alive, meaning it makes the Aver Medoldol. So to speak, Eva Menachai. If that's the case, then it should be Tomei B'shom Eva Menachai. If Rav Shimon doesn't hold it as far, Misa Isa Nipol, meaning the Misa doesn't make the Eva HaMedoldol into Eva Menachai, then Tomei B'shom Eva HaNevelo. Then why is it any worse? Because it was an Eva HaMedoldol, now somehow it's potter from becoming Nevelo? It was part of a live animal. Now that this live animal died, it should be Basa Nevela, or even Nevela. So it should for sure be Tameh. That's the Gemara's catch. I mean, Rameir, I understand, Rameir is consistent. Rameir is Misa Oisa Nipol. So you don't look at it as Nevela, look at it as Menachai. The Basa is going to be Tar, because Basa Menachai is Tar. The Eva is going to be Tameh, because Eva Menachai is Tameh. But Rav Shimon, Manav Shach, if he holds Misa Oisa Nipol, then at the very least, the Eva should be Tameh for Eva Menachai. And if he holds Misa's Eni Oisa Nipol, then so Eva should be Tommy for Eva Nevela. Even the Basa should be a problem because of Basa Nevela. So what's Pashup Shad in Rab Shimon? Look, the Gemara Rab Shimon Aresha Kari. See, all we had in our Mishnah was three words. Rab Shimon Mitahir. That's all we had. We assume that Rab Shimon's going back on the last halacha, the third case of the Mishnah. Look, the Gemara Tzatayis. Rab Shimon is really referring back to the first halacha of the Mishnah. What was the first halacha in the Mishnah? Eva Basa Medudon Behemim Mitahir Tumasoichim Mimkoimim Vitrichin Hechshit. The first halacha of the Mishnah was maybe the biggest chiddush of the Mishnah. The simplest, but the biggest chiddush. The Gemara said, what was the first halacha of the Mishnah? The first halacha of the Mishnah was that an Abraham Medoldol is subject to Tumas Oichlin even while it's attached to the animal. What do you mean? If it's attached to the animal, a live animal doesn't have Tumas Oichlin. So that's where Rav Shimon's coming to argue, it says the Gemara. Rav Shimon Mitahir on that halacha. He doesn't agree. He holds an Abraham Medoldol is Asa Bachilo, Basa Basa the Trevel. He's not arguing with all that. But you want it to be Tumas Oichlin while it's attached to an animal? It doesn't work that way. Zok the Gemara, Rav Asim Rav Yech, my time is Rav Shimon. What's Pshat Rav Shimon? Now that we established Rav Shimon's arguing with the Reisha of the Mishnah, it's for now, by the way, we're going to revisit this soon. But for now, Rav Shimon's arguing with the Reisha of the Mishnah. What's the Makar? So Rav Asim said, name Rav Yechin, and I'll tell you the Makar. Oh my God, the Pasuk says, Mikolo Oichel Hashem Yochel. And we learn from there, Oichel Shati Yochel Achil Lachem, Kori Oichel, Oichel Shati Yochel Achil Lachem, Ein Kori Oichel. Rav Shimon has a Shita that any food that you can feed to somebody else is considered Oichel for Tumas Oichel. But any food that you can't feed to somebody else is not considered Oichel for Tumas Oichel. This is Rav Shimon's Shita that Isurei Hana is not subject to Tumas Oichel, something we saw very briefly yesterday. But anything that's not Roy Lachil Lachem is not Tumas Oichlin. And Abraham Adodol, could you feed it to somebody? Of course not. It's attached to an animal. So right now, nobody could eat it. Yid can't eat it. And a Ben Noach can't eat it. We're going to see a Ben Noach can't eat Abraham Adodol even after it's detached. A Ben Noah can eat this. And being that nobody could eat it, so for that reason, we're out of business. It's not Yochel Lachil Lachem. If it's any Yochel Lachil Lachem, that's why Rav Shimon holds. This is Rav Shimon. This is Rav Shimon's halacha. Said Rav Asi in the name of Rabbi Yochel. That's why Rav Shimon holds. Says the Gemara. I'm only Rav Zeira Rav Asi. So Rav Zeira told Rav Asi. So in the beginning of the daf, we had Rav Zeira and Rav Asi. Here again, Rav Zeira tells Rav Asi, why do you need this pasuk? Rabbi Yochanan needed a pasuk to explain Rav Shimon, as if without a pasuk, Rav Shimon saying such a big chiddush. I think the Chachamim are saying the Chiddush. I wouldn't say my time in the Rav Shimon, Mikol Oichel Hashay Yeochel, make a whole drasha. Rav Shimon is very pashut. Do my time in the Rav Shimon Hasam, Hayol Ma'ura Ma'ura. Maybe Rav Shimon holds, you want to know why an Abraham Adulto doesn't have Tumas Oichlin? Very simple. Because the Abraham Adulto is attached to the animal. And a live animal And I don't care that it's hanging on for dear life. That has no impact. At the end of the day, Hayolo Ma'ura. Mu'ura, says the Gemara, and I'll prove to you that there's such a svara. Where do you have that? This is not the Tanya, this is the Tanan. We're Uktsin Paragibul Mishneches, and also we're Il Kuf Chav Ches on the base, which was yesterday. Yichush al Te'ena, yeah, a branch of Te'ena. Shenifshach, that got almost completely separated from the tree. Mu'ura b'klipa, it's mamish hanging on with a klipa. Rabbi Huda Matar, Rabbi Huda says it's dark. Why? Because it's hanging on. At the end of the day, it's attached to a tree. It's something that's b'chubal karkas, not b'kabal tumah. V'chachavim, v'chachavim say, yachal lichyei tar. If you can wrap it up together with the tree and make it live, then it's going to be okay. Vimla, but if you can't save it, it's just a matter of time. Tame, then we look at it as if it's already attached. What's wrong, Rabbi Yehuda? Rabbi Yehuda says that, no, it's for sure considered mechuber. It's always tar. The Amrit Lan, you yourself told us, this is Rabbi Zeira telling Rabbi Asi, Hayula Me'ura Me'ura. So you see there's a svar that is long. It doesn't matter if it's meduldol. It doesn't matter if it's Me'ura Beklipa. At the end of the day, if it's attached, it's attached. So what's with Rav Shimon. Why would you need this beer for Rav Shimon? Amale. So he told him back, you're right. Amitziyasa. It's true. When Rav Yochanan said, my time with Rav Shimon, from the Pasuk, Mikol Oichel Asher Yochel, he wasn't coming to explain this Rav Shimon. Which Rav Shimon? The Rav Shimon Mitair of the Sefer, which we just said is really going back on the Resha. Rather, which Rav Shimon was he coming to explain? Rav Shimon that's mentioned a little bit more mefurish in the Mishnah, more explicitly, that's Rav Shimon of the Mitziyasa, of the middle case. What was the middle case? Yeshechta the Behema. The question is, does the Shechita machsher the Evra Medoldo? So that now it could be subject to Tumas Oichlin, or is it not Machshir the Eiram Adulta? Rav Meir said it is. Rav Shimon said it's not. It was on that Rabbi Yochanan said, "My time with the Rav Shimon on Makro." He said it's not from the pasuk Michal Oichel Asher Yochel Oichel Shat Yochel Achil Achem Kari Oichel Oichel Shenat Yochel Achil Acherim En Kari Oichel. That's where he explained the Salach that Eiram Adulta is Oichel Shat Yochel Achil Acherim. And here he needed it because here you shechted the animal. See, in the Resha it was all attached. So they have a Svara Hayulu Meura Meura. But over here it's not attached because you shechted the animal. So why should it not be okay? L'chayr, there was a shechita, the shechita was machsherit. So for that, Rabbi Yochanan said, that's not psalmah. You know why? Rabbi Shimon holds it's an issue? Rabbi Shimon holds it's an issue because it's oichel she'ati yochel achilei l'acher. In other words, we have a new pshat in Rabbi Shimon in the mitziyasa. What's pshat in Rabbi Shimon in the mitziyasa? Because it's oichel she'ati yochel achilei l'acher. But the Gemara asks the very obvious question. We had six pshatim in Rabbi Shimon earlier in the sugya. So break the Gemara again. Why do I need now this new pshat, this pasuk, to tell me pshat in that Rav Shimon? That Rav Shimon was never an issue. That Rav Shimon, we had so many pshatim. By the way, Rabbi Yochanan was one of the pshatim in that sugya. V'dilma time with Rav Shimon ba'i, ikid the Rabba, ikid the Rav Yochanan, and you could say v'chulu v'chulu over here. There were six pshatim over there. Elul oilam ha-sefer. You're right. Really, he was coming to explain the sefer. The last case of the Mishnah, Velaba Aver, and he wasn't coming to explain the halacha of Aver, but rather he was coming to explain the halacha of Basa, which halacha Mesa Behemo, Habasa Tzarech Hechsher. It said Mesa Behemo, the Basa needs Hechsher. For Rab Shimon Mitaher. So this is a new pshat in what Rab Shimon Mitaher means. So we thought first Rab Shimon was going on the Sefer, we couldn't make sense of it. So we said, really, Rab Shimon's going on the Resha. Now the Gemara's being Chayza, and the Gemara's saying that Rab Shimon's going on the Sefer. Rav Shimon's going on the Sefer. Although Rashi speaks out that once we say that Rav Shimon is going on the Sefer, Kolshkein, he's going to be going on the Resha, Ayin Rashi, the last Rashi before the Mishnah. But the point is, Poshepshah, we don't have to say Rav Shimon Mitair is going back on the Resha. Rav Shimon's really going on the Sefer. What's he coming to say? He's coming to argue with the Halach of Basa. The Tanakama said, or a mayor said, in the Sefer, that the Basar Hamedoldol after the animal dies is hokshul lekabel tumah. Rav Shimon says no, it can't become tumah. You know why? I'm Rabbi Yochanan. My time with Rav Shimon. I'm akramik aloichal ashe yochel aloichal shati yochel achir kari yochel aloichal shati yochel achil lacherim ein kari yochel. The reason Rav Shimon says his halacha in the sefer as it relates to basar is because being that it's iati yochel achil lacherim, it's not something that could be subject because Avraham medoldol and basar medoldol is not only also achil to a yid, it's also achil of menoyach, and as a result, the halacha is that it's iyat yochel achil acherim. If it's iyat yochel achil acherim, that's why you're going to be out. There's no way for it to be tameh. Zok the Mishnah, Zaiter Ever, v'habasar hamedudalim ba'adam. Believe it or not, this sugya of Avraham medudal and basar hamedudalim, which is a real chulin sugya as it relates to behemoth, it's something that impacts the halachas of tumas adam as well. How so? Because we know a person is tame, tumas meis. Not just that, an aver min hameis is tame. An aver min hachai is, as we'll see in the Gemara, a discussion whether it's metame as well. So we're going to discuss now the aver hamedoldol and the basar hamedoldol of a human being as it relates to the halachas of tumah. Not the halachas of achiva, because not allowed to eat human flesh, but it, with regards to the halachas of tumah, if there's a halach of aver min hachai and aver min hameis, or kezayis basar min hachai and kezayis basar min hameis, as it relates to tumas adam, tumas oil, magar masa, paraduma, etc. So you have to now look at the aver and the basar medudalim ba'adam from the context of tumas meis. That's this last sugya. Aver ba'basar medudalim ba'adam tahirim. So as it relates to adam, it's going to be tahar, which is very similar to the previous mishnah. The Eva Medoldol and the Basra Medoldol of a behemoth was also tahar. Tumas Eichlin, that's a whole different discussion. That's a secondary tumah. That means it could be a recipient of tumah. But it's not a source of tumah by behemoth. It's not a source of tumah by Adam either. Mesa Adam. What happens if the person dies? Ha Basar tahar. Ha Eva Metamah Mishum Eva Menachai. It's the same halach. When the person dies, the Misa is Oisei Nipah. Being that the Misa is Oisei Nipah, we look at the Eiver of the Basar as if it was removed while the person was alive. Thus, the Basar is Tahar, because Basar min Hachai is not Tameh. So if a person, Le'olenu, loses a little bit of Basar, Kizai is a pound of flesh, that Kizai's Basar is not going to have the ability to be Metamah. Kizai's Basar min Hameis is Metamah, even Ba'oil. But Kizai's Basar min Hachai is not Metamah. Eiver min Hachai, an Eiver of a human being, is Metamah. This is big problems with Kayanim and things. So an Eiver min Hachai is Metamah. Thus, Misa's Oisunipol. So when the person dies, we look at it as if the Eiver and the Basar were removed while the person was still alive. Thus, the Basar is going to be Tar, the Eiver is going to be Tameh. But as it relates to the Eiver, it's Metameh Mishom Eiver Menachai, Ve'ene Metameh Mishom Eiver Menameh Sivir Ameh. It's Mamesh Rameh's Lashon in the Seifa of the previous Mishnah. It's Oisenipol, so we don't look at it as Eiver Menameh, we look at it as Eiver Menachai. What's the difference? The Gemara is going to say, Rav Shimon Metar, and again, this very ambiguous conclusion to the Mishnah of Rav Shimon Mitar. Zoktimar Rav Shimon Manavshach. Why is Rav Shimon hold its star? So again, you have a person who has an Eiver or Basar Medoldol. Now the person died. Rav Shimon says the Eiver is going to be tar. The Meir says the Eiver is going to be tar. Maybe Shom Eiver Menachai. But Rav Shimon holds the Eiver is going to be tar. Manavshach Imi Soysenipol. If he holds Misa Soysenipol. So then we look at the Eiver as if it was detached before the person died. The Tam Mishom Eiver Menachai. Vi Imi Soysenipol. Tam Mishom Eiver Menachai. Let's look at it as the same exact question we had a few minutes ago. Zoktimar Rav Shimon Balmakai. Rav Shimon's not going back on the Sefer, like a very similar approach the Gemara is taking to what it took in the previous Rav Shimon Metar. But rather, Rav Shimon's Ba'al Makoi. He's not even going back on our Mishnah. That's what Ba'alma means. In the Velt. In the Velt Arayim. Right? He's not even referring back to this Mishnah. What does that mean? Takam, Etanakama. Rav Shimon was shtelling on a diuk in the Tanakam. The Tanakama said, Misa Oisenipol. So if you have an Eber Medoldol, it falls off, or the person dies. The halacha is we look at it as if it fell off while the person was still alive. We look at it as Eva min Achai and not Eva min Ameis. So the Tanakhama said Eva mitam mishum Eva min Achai and mitam mishum Eva min Ameis. Almost Rav Shimon said, wow, so you see, I see a diuk in Rameir that he holds Eva min Ameis ba'alma matama. That Eva min Ameis ba'alma is tameh. Because what was his lashon? This Eva medoldo, because Misa Isenipo will be Tomei Tomas Eva Menachai, not Tomas Eva Menameis. As if to say there's something called Tomas Eva Menameis. This just so happens to be is not Tomei Tomas Eva Menameis, because Misa Isenipo. We looked at it as if it was Reuben, it was a lot. Rav Shimon said, you hold Rav Meir that an Eva Menameis is Metama. Omele Rav Shimon, Eva Menameis Ba'alma Loi Metama. That's Rav Shimon Metar. Nothing to do with Eva medoldo. Rav Shimon's arguing in Hilchus Tumas Meis Mesechtes Aholos. That's what he's talking about. He's saying that there's no such thing as the Aver of a Meis to be Metama. That's what he's arguing on. How does he know that Rameir holds Aver and a Meis as Metama? Because Rameir said that the Aver HaMedoldol is Metame. He said it's Metame Mishum Aver and Achai and not Mishum Aver and a Meis. As if to say there would have been two options. It's option A, not option B. But clearly there's two options. There's a musig of Eiver min Hameis. And Rav Shimon says, I disagree with that premise. That's what he's, Ba'al Makai. He's arguing with something that's not mefurish in the Mishnah. It's a little bit of a doichik. That's what the Gemara is going to fall off of it. But for now, that's what the Gemara says. Rav Shimon is saying, says the Gemara, who holds? Is there such a thing that you could hold that an Eiver min Hameis is not metama? And to add insult to injury, to hold that Eiver min Achai is metama. sounds like Rav Shimon doesn't have a problem with Eva Menachai. It sounds like his problem is Eva Menames. So Eva Menachai of a human being is metama, but Eva Menames is not metama. So Gemara, yeah, it's a price. Believe it or not, it's a price. Omer Rabbi Eliezer, Shomati, I heard. She Eva Menachai metama. Omer Rabbi Yeshua Menachai, v'lo Menames. But only Eva Menachai, not Eva Menames. Said Rabbi Yeshua, v'kal v'chomer. Isn't it a kal v'chomer? Machai shutar. Eva Rabbi Yeshua Menotam. Madachai hums. Tar, an Eva that's Pirish from the Chayas Tome, Meshu Tome, like Kol Shekein. And then he continued. He said, you know, Kosov and Megillah's Tainus, it says in Megillah's Tainus, Pischa Ze'ira, Doleva Mispa. Then on Pesach Sheini, no Hespedim. It's a Yontif, thus there's no Hespedim. Ha Rabbal and Mispa? Does that mean that on the real Pesach, yeah? Hello, Kol Shekein. Hachanami called the Kain. Of course, whatever you, so Yeshua told Rabbi Eliezer, you heard that Eva Menachai is Betam. Mean Eva Menachai, not Eva Menames. That's like saying Pesach Sheni and not Pesach Rishon. Kal v'chomer, you heard that even Eva Menachai. Amalei, so Rabbi Eliezer told Rabbi Yeshua, kach shamati. This is what I heard, and if this is what I heard, this is what I heard. Either way, says the Gemara, you see from here this concept that it's possible to hold that Eva Menachai is Matama, not Eva Menames. It's Rabbi Eliezer Shita. Rabbi Shimon is going B'Shita's Rabbi Eliezer. That's Rabbi Shimon Matar in the Mishnah. He's not arguing with Oysenipel, Ein Oysenipel, because Rabbi Shimon Maravshach, he has to hold of one of the two. But rather, he's arguing with the premise that somehow was presupposed in what Rameir said, which is that Eva Menames is Matama. He holds like Rabbi Eliezer, Eva Menachai is metama, not Eva Menames. Again, this is all with humans, not with behemoths. Says the Gemara, Ma'ikah ben Eva Menachai, Eva Menames. Rabbi Meir said that it's Eva Menachai, it's not Eva Menames. As if to say there's a difference. What's the difference? The Gemara says two differences. Gezayis Basar, the etzem kisa'ira, perish me Eva Menachai, Yikah ben Ayah. What would be if a Gezayis Basar was separated from this Eva? Or a bone the size of a sa'ira was separated from this Eva. The time we went to the Mishnah, Basa Poyash Meva Menachai, Basa that was Poyash Meva Menachai, Rabbi Lezer Metamo, Rabbi Nuchil Menachon, Rabbi Shua Metar, Rabbi Lezer says it's Tom, Rabbi Nuchil Menachon, Rabbi Shua says it's Tar. So Kazayas Basa of Eva Menames is for sure Tom. What about a Kazayas Basa that's Poyash Meva Menachai? It's a Machloikas. So you see, there's an Afkamino. If you hold its tar, like Rabbi Nechunya ben Akana, Rabbi Yeshua do in that price, that would be your nafkamina. Another nafkamina is an etzim kisaira. Ha'perish me'evim nachar. Rabbi Nechunya metanmo. Rabbi Lez Rabbi Yeshua metan. Over there, the names switch. Rabbi Nechunya is the one that says tame. Rabbi Lez Rabbi Yeshua says tar. But the point is, there are two differences. Says the Gemara, hashad asas lahachi. Now that you're telling me that there's nuances within the laws of Ever min ha'chai, of a human being, as it relates to the Gezayis Basa Pirish or the Etzim Kesayir that's Pirish, Bein Tanakam, the Rav Shimon Nami, then you can revisit the Machloikis Tanakam Rav Shimon. Rav Shimon was Metar. We're trying to figure out what Rav Shimon said. Doesn't seem like he's arguing with the Halach of the Mishnah. So we said Rav Shimon is Baal Makai. He's arguing with a hanocha that the Rameir is making in his discussion of this halacha, which is that a Ever Min Hameis is Metama. And we said Rav Shimon was like Rabbi Eliezer, who holds Ever Min Achai, not Ever Min Hameis, and even though it's a Kal V'chaymer, no. But the point is that's what Rav Shimon says. As the Gemara, you don't have to come on to this daichik. You could say that really the machloikis Tanakam Rav Shimon is this machloikis gufa between Rabbi Eliezer on the one side, Rabbi Nechunya ben Akana, Rabbi Shimon on the other side, with regards to Gezayis Basa Perish. Or the machloikis with Rabbi Nechunya on one side, Rabbi Lez, Rabbi Yeshua on the other side, with an etzim kisa'ira, that's Poyash Me'eva Menachai. That is the machloikis, Bein Tanakam, Rabbi Shimon, Nami, Kazayis Basav, Etzim Kisa'ira, Ikki Benayah. There's a long Rashi that explains this last line Gemara in greater detail, but either way, loosely translated, could be the machloikis is Gufa, that machloikis Tanoim. And on that note, Hadron Allah.
The concept of a second day Yontif in Chutz La'aretz is a very big chiddush. Midday Raisa, there's no such thing as 2 days Yontif. Every single Yontif was one day. Meaning, even Pesach and Sukkot, the Torah says there's a first day of Pesach and then there's a last day of Pesach. All the days in between are really Chol HaMoed, stating that in Chutz La'aretz, there's two first days Pesach, and there are two second days Pesach. And that's true for every single Yontif. The reason there's a two-day Yontif is based on the fact that once upon a time, Bezdin was Mekadesh the Chodesh al Pi Re'iyah, and the Yidden that were living in Chutz La'aretz didn't necessarily know when Rosh Chodesh was. As a result, they didn't necessarily know when Yontif was. So when Yontif came around, they always had a suffix. Is today Yontif or tomorrow Yontif? Now, they were able to narrow it down to 2 days. And the reason is because a Chodesh could be either Mole or Chasar. So going from the previous Rosh Chodesh, Rosh Chodesh is going to be either on day 30 or day 31. So they always had a little bit of an idea of when Rosh Chodesh was, hence when Yontif was going to be. But at the same time, they couldn't pin it down to the exact day. They narrowed it down to two. And those were the 2 days Yontif that the Yidden would observe. It was something that was done misafik. But the Gemara in the beginning of Masechtas Beya already says that there was a Yid, an Amora, whose name was Reb Hillel. He instituted a calendar that we still use and leverage Adaye Mazeh, so that when the world would be in a place where we no longer have a Bezdin HaGadol that sits in the Lishkas HaGazes, and we're no longer able to be Mekadesh the Chodesh Al Pi Ra'iyah, we would still know when Yontif is. So the Gemara says that if we know when Yontif is, so there's no chilik really between Eretz Yisrael and Chutz La'aretz, so why in Chutz La'aretz would we keep 2 days Yontif? And the Gemara gives an answer, Minig Aviseinu Biyodeinu. Shalchu Mitam, you should be very nizer in this minig, but the bottom line is, the idea of a second day Yontif was instituted back in the day because of a technical issue. It was really misafik. And Bizmaneinu, we don't even have a safik, but we observe it because Minig Aviseinu Biyodeinu. And the Gemara gives reasons why we should be concerned and why we should take on the minig that our El Tzeid has kept, even though the underlying reason is really completely irrelevant. But if you look at the Rishonim, they all struggle with this idea. At the end of the day, Yontif is one day. It's not a second day. And even though once upon a time there was a Safik, today there is no Safik. So how then do you keep a second day Yontif Midrabanan, based on minig, no less, when you know klapei shmaya galya, it's not really Yontif. Yontif requires you to change the nusach hatfilah. Yontif requires you to make kiddush. Yontif requires you not to put on tefillin. There's certain mitzvahs I say that you're Mekayim, there are certain mitzvahs I say that you're Mevatel because of the fact that the Rabbanon decided that it's Yontif. Who gave the Rabbanon the Rishus, the ability to go ahead and implement such a thing? And this is a sugya arucha that the Rishonim talk about in different places. At the core of it is what rights, what license do the Rabbanon really have when it comes to playing around with Dine De Reis, Yesh Koich Biat Chachamim Laku Dovim Anatoir Bekum Baaseh B'Sheval Taisa. But this question of Yontif Sheni, this existential question of how do you understand the idea of a Yontif Sheni, which by the way is only a Chutz La'aretz, not an Eretz Yisrael, it's most manifest when it comes to Rosh Hashanah. And the reason is because Rosh Hashanah is a Yom HaDin. And when we celebrate a second day Rosh Hashanah, essentially what we're now doing is we're celebrating, we're living a second Yom HaDin. How's that possible? Midai Raisa, it's Yom Trua. It's 1 day of Rosh Hashanah. Echad B'Tishrei. The Rabbanon, based on, again, interesting historical circumstances, said that B'toiras Minig, we're going to go and we're going to keep a second day Rosh Hashanah. To make Kiddush, I could hear. To change the Nusach HaTfilah, I could hear. Not to put on Tefillin, obviously the Chacham have a Kayach to do that. But a second Yom HaDin, Mamonav Shach. The Yom HaDin L'chura was whatever the real day is. That's the first day Yontif. That was yesterday. So what does that mean? That because of Minig Aviseinu Biyodeinu, because of the general idea of a Yontif Sheni Shal Galus, now we're going to have a second Yom HaDin. Now, there would be makom a little bit al derech hapshat to say that we know that the 2 day Yontif, as it relates to Rosh Hashanah, was different than the two-day Yontif as it relates to all the other Yamim Tovim. It's what's known in the vernacular as a Yom HaRichta. So as much as the 2 days of Rosh Hashanah are 2 days, but really, Halacha treats them as 1 day. It's for that reason there's a Machlikis Rishonim, whether you make a Shachiyanu on the second night, Rosh Hashanah, and Kiyodua, the Torah brings B'Shem his father, the Rosh, that he was Machriya between these two Harim Gedoilim, between these two Grois Hashitas, the Ashlei Ravervi, and he said that make a Shachiyanu, but at the same time have a new fruit, or something else new, and have in mind that Dover Chadosh, so that when you make the Shechiyanu on the tzad you weren't supposed to make the Shechiyanu, you won't make a bracha levatal. And it's all based on the fact that although every time there's a two-day yontif, of course you make a Shechiyanu on the second day. The only reason you're observing the second day is because it might be the first day. And even though now we know it's really not the first day, but being that it's minig aviseinu biyodeinu, because of something that the Zaydis did me suffic, die you love him and I didn't leave his canadin, Pchaimin Sefer, Vadvar Matikin. The Inkana Mokam Laharich. As it relates to Rosh Hashanah, it's a little bit different. As it relates to Rosh Hashanah, we view the 2 days as a Yoy Marichta. And being that it's a Yoy Marichta, there's a tzad to say not even to make a Shachiyano on the second day. Now, if it's a Yoy Marichta, so maybe the Lamdin can say it's not a second Yoy Madin, it's one very, very long day, and the first half of that day, we're going to say Unisana Toikif, etc. And we're going to do it in the second half of the day as well. It sounds good in the world of Lamdas, but at the end of the day, when you go through the sugya of Yom HaRichta, Yom HaRichta is a nuance within a world of keeping a second day Yontif based on Sveika de Yom, based on the fact that I don't really know what day the Rosh Chodesh is and what day Yontif really is. And it's for that reason, even after understanding Yom HaRichta, it's Pashit, that it's Adayin Omer Darsheni. How is it possible for there to be 2 days Rosh Hashanah? I understand 2 days Yontif, but how is it possible for there to be 2 days Rosh Hashanah because of the fact Rosh Hashanah is the Yom HaDin, Mamanav Shach? Is the Yom HaDin on Shabbos? Is the Yom HaDin on Sunday? If on Shabbos, when we say Zachreinu L'chaim U'nasana Toikif, there was a judge and there was a jury and there were lawyers and there was a gzar din nechtavim v'nechtavim la'alta l'chayim t'ayvim l'shulim, if that all happened on Shabbos haba leinu l'tayva, well then it's not happening again on Sunday. So why are we going through this again on Sunday if it already happened? If somebody was going to stand in front of a judge in this world, so the court case might be on Monday, might be on Tuesday. If on Monday there's a gzar din, then nothing's happening on Tuesday. So we have to visualize this. We have to make this real. So if it is, what does it mean the second day Yontif? The truth is, Rav Dessler, in his Michta Melio, and this is in Chelik Beis, it's page 74, he ponders this inyan, and he says out loud what we're all thinking. Shnei yomim shel Rosh Hashanah. B'chol shana anu oisim al pi takanos chazal shnei yomim shel Rosh Hashanah. V'afilu be'eretz Yisrael, ki yudua. Mach ma'asofik. V'gam hayoim, di adina b'kfiyose di yarcho, ha'takono kayemes v'oimedes. V'tzorich bir, eich anu mispallim b'yoim sheni shel Rosh Hashanah kol ha'tfilois ha'shayochos lo yoim adin. Ki goin, hinei ze yoim adin. V'ayoim yamid b'mishpat kol yitzuri ha'lomim u'kidoim. B'shloim b'shay yomim tovim shel galiyos. Kitchu chachom Mesayoim Bektuchet Yontif, the whole Dine Yontif Cholin Olaf. I will Eich Shaykh Geder Yom Hadin the Rabbanon. How is it possible that there's a Yom Hadin the Rabbanon? How does it make sense that if there was a Yom Hadin on the first day, there's going to be another Yom Hadin on the second day? And Rav Dessler says that the Mahalach is based on a Zohar HaKadosh, which is Inyan that's quoted throughout all the Chassidus Svarim. So if you go through the Sifre Chassidus, the Bnei Yisoscha, the Sfasemes, and you go through all of these Svarim on Rosh Hashanah, this is an idea that very much is permeated. And the idea of the Zayar is in Parshas Pinchas. It's Daf Resh Lamed Aleph Amid Beis. Tanan. U'mishpat Amo Yisrael Dvar Yoyim B'Yoyim. Rosh Hashanah Diga Pasek says the Zohar Yoyim B'Yoymai Maihu. What exactly does it mean? Dvar Yoyim B'Yoymai. Yoyim B'Yoymai. It's like a double lashon. Yoyim Yoymai. What does it mean? Yoyim B'Yoymai. El Hanu Trei Yoyim in the Rosh Hashanah. This pasuk is being miramis to the 2 days of Rosh Hashanah. Amai Trei Yoyim. Why 2 days? Begin. The reason is the Inon Trei Beidina. Because really in Shemayim there are two Batei Dinim. There are two bezdins, not one. There are two. There are two beidina, the mischabrin kechada. And these two bezdins, each rule, And then they have a chibur, they somehow connect, they join forces, and they become one. What are these two beidina? Dina ilah, there is the din ilah, the iu kashya, which is a din kasha, that's intense. Bedina tata, and the second one is a lower bezdin, the iu rafya, which is much softer, which is not so intense. Vitravayu mishtakri. And these two bate dinim rule and judge on Rosh Hashanah. And it's for that reason there are 2 days of Rosh Hashanah, and that's the beer in Dvar Yoim B'Yoimai. Yoim B'Yoimai, there's 2 days. Why would there be 2 days? Because there's two dinim. There's two dinim. So you don't stand in front of one bezdin, you stand in front of two dinim. And one is a dino ilah, like this higher circuit, this upper bezdin, the iu kashya, and the other one is a dina tata, the iu rafya. Tzer HaKadosh continues and says, "Va'aldol lo yadi hani bavloi." It's regarding this that the Babylonians, meaning the Chachmei HaTalmud, they didn't fully appreciate and understand. Specifically, Raza di Abava Vialusa. The reason that when we blow shofar, so there's a tkiya, there's a shvarim, and there's a trua. Now the Gemara says that, what's the shvarim trua all about? We're familiar with the tkiya, we're familiar with the trua. Where does the shvarim come from? So it's a Gemara that says it's because there was a suffix. The Chachamim didn't know exactly how you're supposed to blow the trua. And the two stadim were, either it's what we know as the shvarim, or it's what we know as the trua. And it's for that reason they did both. But says the Zohar HaKadosh that really the Bavloi, Waloyodi, the Travayu Etzrichu, they didn't fully appreciate, they didn't fully understand that really both of these ideas are needed. Yilolusa, we have to do the Trua, the Iudina, the Tekifa, because that's going to give us the Zikaran that we need in the Dina Kashya, and Plas Devirin, and we need the Shvarim, the Iudina Rafya, because that's going to give us the Zikaran that we need in the Dina Rafya. Genuche Gonach Rafya, Inuloyodin, Vavdin. Either way, says the Zohar HaKadosh, that there's two bezdins that are shoylet on Rosh Hashanah. One is a beidina ilah, the other one is a beidina tata. The one that's ilah is kashya, the one that's tata is rafya. One is shoylet on one day, the other is shoylet on the other day. That's the side of the 2 days of Rosh Hashanah. That's the side of the Shvarim and the Trua, because we know what the Shvarim and the Trua is, Rosh Hashanah part one, right? The whole idea is Zichra and Trua, like the Ramban and the Rishonim say, the idea is that Al Yidei the Trua, there should be a Zikarin Toiv, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu shouldn't just be Zeicher everything. We want him to remember the good things, right? It should be Rosh Hashanah, Nifkada, Sara, Rachel, V'chana. That's what it is that we're trying to get. We're trying to get the Zikarin Toiv. On the Dina Kashya, we get the Zikarin Toiv Al Yidei the Trua, and on the Dina Rafya, we get the Zikarin Toiv Al Yidei the Shvarim, and that's this idea of the Shvarim and the Trua, Elu Ve'elu Divri Lechim Chayim, not Misafik. It's Lo Yadi Hani Bavloi, Raza Di Bavav Yalusa, the Bavloi didn't know the secret. They didn't know this site, and that's why to them it was a very nigla diga sugya, a sugya of sveikis, but really in pnimius and oimik and kabbalah, this is a whole different thing, and that's the remez of umishpat ami yisrael dvar yoim b'yoim. I saw Rav Reuven Margolis in his pirish on the side of the Zohar of Nitzotzei Zohar. He says, Ayin le'il told us, Kuf lamed zayin amad aleph, Vayeshev, Kuf pe amad aleph, Mikes, Reish aleph amad aleph, Ayin bebreishis rabo, Soiv parsha lamed he. So Rav Reuven Margolis says that as it relates to this Zohar HaKadosh, Dina Kashya v'dina Rafya, which clearly is a dover ha'oymed berumo shaloylam literally. As it relates to this, says Rav Reuven Margolis, there's a few marmakoymas you have to see. So just to quote what Rav Reuven Margolis is referring to. This is Zohar HaKadosh, and this is in Parshas Miketz, it's Daf Reish Aleph Amud Aleph. Tochazeh, says the Zohar, is Dina Kashya ve is Dina Rafya. There's two Midas Adins in the world. There's Dina Kashya, and there's Dina Rafya. Dina Kashya Takif. Dina Kashya is very intense. Dina Rafya Cholash. As opposed to Dina Rafya, that's very weak, it's soft. Vikadyanka, hai Dina Rafya mi Dina Kashya. When the Dina Rafya is nyoineg from the Dina Kashya, Kedain is Takif. It makes the Dina Rafya stronger. Viyu Takif. And that Din, which was really Rafya, suddenly becomes stronger. So says the Zohar, there's a Dina Kashya and there's a Dina Rafya. And when the Dina Rafya is yoinik from the Dina Kashya, Kadena Stakif, it too becomes a little bit Kashya. B'shaita des avedin al Yisrael. Says the Zohar, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu judges Klal Yisrael, is avid b'hai din rafya. The midas adin that the Eibishter uses, if warranted, is the din rafya. V'lo istakif b'hu din kashya. And the Eibishter makes sure that that din rafya is not going to be yoinik from the din kashya, because if it does, v'iyu takif, it's going to become takif as well. V'kadina is avid alayu da'amin oiv de'avoy de'zara. But when the Eibishter judges the oiv de'avoy de'zara, istakif hai din rafya b'din kashya de'lev, then fakert, the din rafya somehow latches on to the din kashya. Begin the listakif, so that it should become strong. Hado d'chsiv v'over Hashem Lingoif es Mitzrayim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu passed through Egypt to go ahead and to give them the Negev that was Makis Bechiris. And what's the Lashon of the Pasuk? V'Avar Hashem. What's V'Avar? The Ismalei Evra V'Zama. It's Miloshen Evra. It's Miloshen Anger. What does it mean, that anger? It means that HaKadosh Baruch Hu took the Dina Rafya and he put it together with the Dina Kashya. V'Istaka V'Dina Kashya. Uf Hocha V'Avar. That's the Oimik of what it means V'Avar. But this is already a Zohar in Parshas Miketz Daf Reish Aleph, where you find this idea of the din of kashya and the din of rafya. And even though, oh, there's a midas adin that sometimes Rachmana Litzlan is metucha on Klal Yisrael, and the same thing is as regards to the Oivdei Avodah Zarah, but when it comes to Klal Yisrael, it's always with the din of rafya, and when it comes to the Umay Sa'olam, it's always with the din of kashya. The Zohar in Parshas Toldos that Reuven Margolis was Mitzayin is right in the beginning of Daf Kufla Mitzayin Amar Aleph. Tochazeh, ksiv, kishoyshano ben achoychem, Kein Rayasi Ben Habonos. Kishoshana, who's the Shoshana? Dokneses Yisrael. The EU Ben Uchlusa Kvarda Ben Kuven. Because Klal Yisrael is the rose, and when it sits amongst all the nations, it's literally sitting amongst all the thorns. For Raza de Milo, here's the site. Yitzchak Asi Misitra de Avram. Yitzchak Avinu came from Avram Avinu. The EU Chesed Ila. Avram Avinu, we know, is the Amuda Chesed. He was Chesed. Va'aved Chesed im kol biryan. And the Chesed that Avram Avinu did was with everybody. Va'af agav the iu din kashya. Even though Yitzchak himself, who comes from the Amud HaChesed, was a din kashya. So you have Yitzchak Avinu, who was din kashya, who came. He was the offspring of Avram Avinu, who was Chesed. The Rivka, his wife Rivka, asas mi sitra de din kashya. He came from the sitra of din kashya, of Besua, Lavan. He came from that world. And Rivka herself was v'istakolas mi beinayo, emerged from them, v'schabras b'yitzchak, and somehow became a chobli Yitzchak. The Rivka mi sitra de dina kashya asya. Rivka herself came from sitra de dina, of avakav the iu mi sitra de dina, even though she herself came from sitra de dina, but rafya havas, she herself was rafya, v'chuta de chesed taliba. And we know that she was a midas chesed. That's what Eliezer of Avram saw in Rivka. That's why he thought that this was going to be an unbelievable deal. If that's the case, v'yitzchok dina kashya, Yitzchok himself is dina kashya, yet comes from chesed, comes from Avram Avinu, that the Zohar Kaddish calls dina rafya, Rafya. And Rivka is Dina Rafya. She's Chesed, even though she comes from what? She comes from Besuah. And that's Kishoshana Ben Achoichem Havo. They're together Ben Achoichem. The Ben Achoichem Yitzchak is the Midas Adin that's mixed together with the Chesed, comes from Avram Avinu. And Rivka is the Midas HaChesed that's mixed together with the Din, comes from Besuah. V'ilav de'iu Rafya, says the Zohar, were it not for the fact that Rivka was Rafya, lo yochel alma lemisbol dina kashya de Yitzchak, the world would not be able to be soivol the dina kashya of Yitzchak. Meaning Yitzchak's dina kashya was so intense, the world would not be able to be soivol it. So what the Eibush to do to temper the dina kashya of Yitzchak, gave Yitzchak an Ezer Kenegdoi, a Zivug. Who's the Zivug? The Zivug is Rivka, Rivka's Chesed, and Rivka's Chesed goes ahead and somehow that softens the Dina Kashya that's Yitzchak. And says the Zohar, Kegav Nado Kutche Berichu Mezavik Zivugim Ba'almo. This was not only true for Yitzchak for Rivka, how's this for a Sheva Brachas Drasha? But this is true for every single Zivug that there is in the world. The Kashal is Avkan Kikriyas Yamsa. But this is what the Eibishter does. Hashem takes Chad Takif, the Chad bad rafia. Hashem takes one person who's a takif like Yitzchak Avinu and another person that's a rafia like Rivka Imenu, begin the listakna kulav yisbasim alma, and by putting together zivugim like this, opposites attract on the deepest of most Kabbalistic levels, and that's what makes the world go round. Varim the floor. But the bottom line is, again, we don't know what all this means. We're just taking out one thing that there's an idea of a dina kashya, and there's a din of a dina rafia. The last Maramachin, Rabbi Ruvim Margolis quotes, is actually a nigla. It's a brachus rabba. The context over there is Rabbi Shimon Baichoy was giving hoichid rashes. It's in the context of the rainbow, right? Vadvar matikin. Vachron adarash, one of the tanam that were there, said the following drasha. Ksiva hoisa hakeshes ba'anon, uriisi aliskar b'soylam, bein alikin, ובין כל נפש חיה בין אלוקים זו מידס הדין של מיילו ובין כל נפש חיה זו מידס הדין של מטה מידס הדין של מיילו קושה ומידס הדין של מטה רופיה. This is Rabbi Ruvim Margolis 101. You learn the Zoyer in Parshas Pinchas, Dina Kashya, Dina Rafia. Sounds like some obscure Maramachim in the world of the 2 days Rosh Hashanah. But the emes is, the Yoidei Dover knew that really this permeates all the Seudas of Torah. And this is an idea that's expressed throughout the Zohar HaKadosh, and it even makes its way into a Medrash Rabbah, which Kiyadua, many of the Midrashim is Alpi Seud as well. But the point is that there's an idea of a Bezdin Ilah, and there's an idea of a Bezdin Tata. The Bezdin Ilah dance with Dina Kashya, and the Bezdin Tata dance with a Dina Rafia. Every single person on Rosh Hashanah goes through two Dinah. He's judged twice. The first time it's the Bezdin of Dina Kashya, and the second time it's the Bezdin of Dina Rafia. And that's why there's 2 days of Rosh Hashanah. Now, what exactly this means, this is above my pay grade. But at the same time, it's not just, oh, there's a Sveika de Yoyma, and because there's a Sveika de Yoyma, that's why there's 2 days Rosh Hashanah, and we're just doing it Minagav Yisenu B'Yodenu, so we're going to say on a sign of Toikif, and we're going to try to fake it till we make it. Let's just make believe, Kielu. This is, it's really Rosh Hashanah. But come on, wink, wink, let's be honest. This all happened yesterday. So, you know, at this point, whatever happened, happened, right? No, it's not the way this works. In Pnimius HaTorah, there are actually two dinim. There's Dina Kashya, there's Dina Rafia. Obviously, the Dina Kashya is more tense, which would then lend some intensity to the first day Rosh Hashanah, even more than the second day Rosh Hashanah. What could be more intense than Yom HaDin? Well, Dina Kashya versus Dina Rafia. That's what could be. And the first day is the day of Dina Kashya. The second day is the day of Dina Rafia. All the Chassidus Sfarim bring from the Arizal different neschoyes what these two dinim might mean. Again, all above my pay grade. But the bottom line is, as it relates to just knowing the emes, knowing the truth, there are taka two dinim. There's a dina kashya, there's a dina rafia. It's interesting, Rav Dessler in that piece says, but doesn't the Gemara say it's sveika de yoyma? Now, it could be the Zohar and Parshas Pinchas would say exactly what he said with regards to the Shvarim and the Terua. Lo yadi hani bavloi raza di bavivil alusa. Lo yadi hani bavloi the raza of the Trey Yoyma, the Rosh Hashanah. It's Yitachin. But Rav Dessler says an idea that we've said over so many times, b'shem de gra, and that is that every single time there's a takanas chazal, chazal gave us one reason for it, and that reason is known as the tam nigla. But really, there are many other reasons known as the tam nister. The binyan av for this is mashke megulin, which the Shulchan Aruch paskins lahalach is not something you have to worry about bizmaneinu, because Baruch Hashem, we don't live in a world where you have nechashim and akravim, you know, crawling around your kitchen. And if you do, you call an exterminator. It's not an issue. But the Goyin Kiyudua was very makbid on Megulim. And the Goyin said, because even though Chazal said don't drink Megulim because of the Nechashim and the Akravim, that was only the Tam Nigla. There's really a Tam Nister. So if Tesla says that, yeah, in the Gemara, the whole 2 days as it relates to Rosh Hashanah is based on the same sugya, yeah, and it's in Eretz Yisrael, because, you know, in Eretz Yisrael it was Negeya even Rosh Hashanah, because it's Rosh Chodesh. But the bottom line is, that's all in the Tam Nigla Shabbai. As it relates to the Tam Nister, Avad Dahani Bavloi did know the side of the Zohar. I mean, the Zohar says Mefurish that the Hani Bavloi didn't know it. But even that too, I saw all the Mefurish HaZohar says, what does it mean the Bavloi didn't know it? Can't be the Bavloi didn't know it. So Arvach Arvitzarch. But the bottom line is just a little bit of a Tayyomel. Again, not understanding what this is. And Rosh Hashanah is like the Gagal Gag of the Yom Tovim Kiyadua. So we don't fully understand and appreciate everything. But at the same time, we have to understand that there's 2 days Rosh Hashanah because there's two dinim. There's two Bote dinim. There's the Dina Kashya and there's the Dina Rafia. That's the first aura. The second aura is, so when exactly is the Yom HaDin? Right? So when the Chazan gets up with the haunting niggin and he says Baruch Hu on the first night, Rosh Hashanah, right then and there, is that the Yom HaDin? Is it in the morning? It's by Mosef. I think most people feel the Yom HaDin most by Nesan HaToykef. Is that when the Yom HaDin is? Is it Peshas Tkiyah Shofar? Right? It's for sure one of the visuals of Tkiyah Shofar. Your mom is standing in front of the Kisei HaKoven, and hopefully this year more so Zichrin Trua, Al Yedei the Tkiyah Shofar. There should be a Zikaron Toiv. We should all have a Gitke Ben Shtior. What about like 3 minutes before Rabbeinu Tam? Is it still the Yom HaDin? Like, is there a point on the Yom HaDin where you can breathe, you can exhale? Right, if somebody stands in front of a Mishpat and his court case is 11:30, okay, so by 12:30 it's over. I mean, even though it's the Yom HaDin, technically, Abul Maisa, at that point, he's no longer involved in the din. So when exactly during the day is the Yom HaDin? Exactly how does it play itself out? The truth is, this is an idea that's in Chazal, if you know how to find it. The Yerushalmi, and this is in Masechtas Rosh Hashanah, obviously, it's Perek Aleph, it's Halacha Gimel, Amar Rab Levi. The pasuk says, V'hu yishpay tevel b'tzedek, yodin l'umim b'meisharim. Says the Yerushalmi, Rab Levi talking, HaKadosh Baruch Hu donas Yisrael b'yoy, HaKadosh Baruch Hu judges the Yidin during the day, b'shah shehein asukim b'mitzvahs, while they're engaged in mitzvahs, v'asu umayis b'layla, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu judges the nations at night, b'shah shehein b'telem and averis, when they're not doing averis. Meaning when HaKadosh Baruch Hu judges, he likes to judge at a time where we have the best shot, b'asher husham, to look good. So when do the Yidden look best? During the day. Why? Because they're Oisek HaMitzvahs. When do the Umas HaOilam look best? When they're sleeping. So it's for that reason HaKadosh Baruch Hu judges Yisrael by Yoyim, B'Shah Shehein Asukim B'Mitzvahs, V'Esa Umas B'Layla, B'Shah Shehein B'Teleis Min Averis. It's pretty straightforward. Rab Levi said that the din is by day. So when we say Baruch Hu at night, the din didn't happen yet. The din is not going to happen until the day. Now, that's only true for the Yidden as it relates to the Masalim al-Fakert. For them, the din is night, at night. The truth is, this Rab Levi that's quoted in Yerushalmi is quoted verbatim in a Medrash. It's in Vayikra Rabbah Nun Gimel, Amar Rab Levi, in a Kadosh Baruch Hu don es ha'iv de kechavim ela ba'layla, b'sha shein yishen min ha'averois, v'in a don es Yisrael ela ba'yoyim, b'sha shein masukim b'mitzvahs, hado d'chsiv v'hu yish bay tevil b'tzedek. It's also a Medrash Shoicher Toiv. That's the Medrash on Tehillim. And this is Shoicher Toiv Tes, Yud Aleph. V'hu yish bay tevil b'tzedek, Amar Rab Levi, b'sha shu don es ha'umo is ba'layla don ha'isam, b'sha shein yishen min ha'averois, shenem ma'rega yamus v'chatzo yislayla, v'Yisrael donim ba'yoyim, b'sha shein asukim b'mitzvahs. So it's the same Rab Levi that's mentioned three times in Chazal. It's in Yerushalmi, it's in Breishis Rabba, it's in Shoich HaToiv, where Rab Levi said that HaKadosh Baruch Hu judges the Yidden by day. I saw in the Shailos Teshuvos Binyan Shloima from Shloima HaKoyim Mivilna, he says a Dovah Charif based on this. He says it's Yodua that the Mishnah Berurah brings B'Shem Nechai Yodam, a very big Chiddush in the name of one of the great Vilna Dayanim, Rav Avli Vassfeller. Right? So Rav Avli Vassfeller was one of the Dayanim in Vilna, the times of the Vilna Goyim and of the Chai Yodam. And he said a Chiddush that reverberates in Koisle Beis Medrash Ad Yom Hazeh. And that is, you know that during the Aseret Yemei Tshuva, if you forget to say Amelech HaKadosh, so you have to go back, and you have to repeat Shmei Nasri again. Stating that, Rav Avli Vassfeller said, if somebody would forget to say Amelech HaKadosh on the first night Rosh Hashanah, shame on him. But if somebody would forget to do that, you wouldn't go back. He said, why not? He said, because we know that if you forget to say Yalav Yoveh on Rosh Chodesh, you have to go back. But if you forget to say Yalav Yoveh on Rosh Chodesh by night, you don't go back. And the reason is because Beis Din didn't convene at night. As a result, they couldn't be Mekadosh to Chodesh at night. And because they couldn't be Mekadosh to Chodesh at night, so night is not a zman where you can mach Rosh Chodesh. And based on that, you wouldn't go back for Yalav Yavoi. Because it can't be Rosh Chodesh at night anyways. You're saying Yalav Yavoi to be masked the fact that it's Rosh Chodesh. Well, at night they couldn't make Rosh Chodesh. Rosh Chodesh was always going to start during the day. And it's for that reason, if you missed Askar Balayla, it's not such a problem. So said Rav Avli Vassfeller, well, if that's the case, when is Rosh Hashanah? It's also on Rosh Chodesh. It has to be Aleph Tishrei in order for it to be Rosh Hashanah. It's Rosh Chodesh, and you get a double whammy. It's also Rosh Hashanah. But it has to be Rosh Chodesh. It's the same thing. When it's Rosh Chodesh, Rosh Hashanah, it's Rosh Hashanah, it's Rosh Chodesh. And being that Bezen wasn't Mekadosh, the Chodesh Balayla, so if you don't have the Haskara of Rosh Hashanah at night, it's no different than if you didn't have the askara of Rosh Chodesh B'Leil Rosh Hashanah, you wouldn't have to go back. Very well-known Chiddush, and there's so many Lamdisha, Shtiklach Teira, right? Every Yeshivish Sefer in Rosh Hashanah has at least one Simon on the Chiddush from Reb Avli Vasfela. But said Reb Shlomo HaKohen, also Mivilna, he said, I'm going to add one Neufech to this. And that is, why do we say HaMelech HaKadosh, HaMelech HaMishpat? What's the Lavoid of Malchias in Rosh Hashanah? It's of course related to the fact that on Rosh Hashanah is the Yom HaDin. That's the day that HaKadosh Baruch Hu judges, and that's when he shows his Malchus so much. The Yerushalmi and the Medrash Rab and the Shoy Chatoiv says HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't judge at night. HaKadosh Baruch Hu only judges by day. That means the Askara of HaMelech is less Vichtig Balayla than it is by Yoim. And if that's the case, said Reb Shlomo HaKohen Mivilna, that would be a reason that if somebody forgot to say HaMelech HaKadosh at night Rosh Hashanah, even though really he's supposed to go back, maybe it would be okay not to go back. I saw Reb David Yoel Weiss, HaGoyin HaGadol Shlita, in Megadim Chadash in the Parsha Semar, he brings this Chiddush from Reb Shlomo HaKohen Mivilna, and he says, I just have one pickbook. Because when we say HaMelech HaKadosh, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu judges, it doesn't just mean he judges us. He means he judges the entire world. And it's Mefurish and Chazal that Balayla HaKadosh Baruch Hu judges the Umay Sa'ilam. So that's not enough of a reason to go ahead and to say HaMelech. And he says, I think that's why it's Bediktuk that the time that Rav Avri Vasfela gave was the fact that Bezin wasn't Mekadosh. Okay, you weren't Mekadosh the Chodesh. So then it's not Rosh Chodesh, so that's already maybe a different idea. But the bottom line is just a very thought-provoking order from the Binyan Shloima. Okay, so we know that the Yom HaDin is when? For the Yidin, right? We're talking Beinenu right now. It's by day. So here's the follow-up question. What time? When during the day? It's like first thing in the morning? Well, if that's the case, you wake up Fatugs. Right? When during the day, is the Yom HaDin? The truth is, it's a Gemara. The Gemara is in Masechtas Avodah Zarah, Daf Dalet Amud Beis. Om Rav Yosef. Rav Yosef said, Loi litzli inish tzloisa de musafi, a person should not daven tfilas musaf, betlatz shoy kamaisa de yoyma, during the first 3 hours of the day, biyoyma kama de reishas, on the first day of the year, Rosh Hashanah, biyachid biyachidas. Whoa, okay. So don't daven musaf, biyachidas, during the first 3 hours of the day of Rosh Hashanah. What's the reason? Dilma, kivan de mitfkadina, because being that it's this man of din, Dilma ma'ini ba'uvde, it could be they're going to look at this person's uvdes very, very carefully, v'dachfule mitchi, and they're going to push away his tefillah. Now, it's a little bit of a hard halacha to understand, and the Gemara goes through it. The Gemara says, if you're worried that the tefillah is going to be pushed away, what does it have to do with a tefillah siyachid? It should be true for a tefillah sibur. And what does it have to do with musaf? It should be true for shachris. The Gemara addresses all of that. But here's the point. Rav Yosef said that you shouldn't daven musaf b'yechidus on Rosh Hashanah during the first 3 hours of the day, because it's a time of din, and being that it's a time of din, so it's for that reason where you want to make sure that your tefillah is not going to be pushed away. Freit the Gemara Kash. It sounds like from Rav Yosef that when is the din of Rosh Hashanah? It's betlash shoy kamaisa diyoyim. It sounds like it's during the first 3 hours of the day. I'm afraid the Gemara va amrit. But you said a blad ago. This is avodah zarah da alamid beis. You said avodah zarah daf gimel alamid beis shalos rishoy nois hakadosh baruch hu yoishev oisik b'tayra. That during the first 3 hours of the day, hakadosh baruch hu doesn't judge, but hakadosh baruch hu sits and learns Torah. So what does this mean? So if you go back to avodah zarah daf gimel alamid beis, the Gemara says Om Rav Yehuda Amar Rav shtei mesri shoyis havi ayoyim. The day is made up of 12 hours. Shalos rishoy nois. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yoshev Ayis B'Tayra. During the first 3 hours of the day, the Eibishah sits and learns Torah. Shniyos Yoshev V'Donas Kol Olam Kulay. HaKadosh Baruch Hu judges the world. Kivan Shiroish and Eschayiv Olam Klaya. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu sees that the world deserves to be wiped out, Oymid Mikisei Adin V'Yoshev Al Kisei Racham. Shlichus. The third 3 hours of the day, Yoshev Vizanas Kola Ilam Kula. HaKadosh Baruch Hu goes and HaKadosh Baruch Hu supports the world. He sustains the world. Mikarne Re'emim Ad Beit Seikinim. Revius Yoshev Umasachikim Leviathan. HaKadosh Baruch Hu sits and he's Mesachik. He rejoices with the Leviathan. Shenemer, as the pasuk says, Yot Leviathan Zay Yosarto Lesachik. This is something that apparently repeats itself every day, which, by the way, sounds like there's some level of din that happens every single day. Not for now. But says the Gemara, what does it sound like? It sounds like this man of din, albeit for every day, is when it's the second set of 3 hours of the day. It's not shalosh shoy kamaisa, It's the Shalosh Shois Shniyos. It's the second set. So freak the Gemara. If that's the way it is every day, it's probably the way it is in Rosh Hashanah. So why did Rabbi Yosef say, right? Why is he worried about the first 3 hours of the day? The first 3 hours of the day, the Eibush is Yosef Vaisa B'Teira. The din of Rosh Hashanah, like whatever din there is every day, probably happens during the second 3 hours of the day. So that should have been the Kepeda. And the Gemara gives two terutzim. The first terutz, the Gemara says, Epoch. You should go ahead and make an epoch. What do you mean, mahapach? Be mahapach the Braisa. That when the Braisa says the first 3 hours HaKadosh Baruch Hu sits and learns Torah, and it's the second 3 hours that HaKadosh Baruch Hu goes and HaKadosh Baruch Hu judges, it's really the other way around. The first 3 hours HaKadosh Baruch Hu judges, it's the second 3 hours that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Yosef Isaac B'Torah. If that's the case, it stims. That's where Rabbi Yosef said, like, literally, inish toys of the Musvi betlas shoy komaisa, not the sholish shoyis shniyois, because those are the 3 hours of din the whole year, which would make them the hours of din on Rosh Hashanah as well. And it's for that reason, it's then that you should go ahead and do. The Iba Yisem in the Gemara says, lo'ilam lo'itepach, don't go ahead and be mahapach. We said it's a brisa, it's Rav Yudah Marav. Don't go be mahapach what Rav Yudah Marav said, but rather, Torah dechsivba, when it comes to Torah, it says emes. The Chsiv Emes Kinev Al Timkar in HaKadosh Baruch Hu Oysel Lefnim Meshur Sadin. Din Deloy Chsiv Bei Emes HaKadosh Baruch Hu Oysel Lefnim Meshur Sadin. Rabbi Yosef was actually more worried about this guy davening Musaf Piyachides during the 3 hours leading up to the din than during the 3 hours of the actual din. The 3 hours leading up to the din, the Eibush is Yosef Oysek B'Teira. The Eibush is being Oysek in the world of Emes. Torah is Emes. And being that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is being Isaac in the world of Emes, that's actually a scarier time. When the Eibush is Yoshev al Kisei Dim, there's an hug of Lefnim Meshur Sadin. Lefnim Meshur Sadin is not Emes. It's not Emes. It's not Emes. It's Lefnim Meshur Sadin. During that time, Rabbi Yosef says, I think you could breathe a little better. Because during that time, there's a hanhaga of Lefnim Meshur Sadin. And in the world of Lefnim Meshur Sadin, I'm not so worried that your tefillah is going to be completely pushed away. So whatever concern Rabbi Yosef had, that's not true. But here's the point. What emerges from a Mefurish Gemara, a Shaila, two Lashonis had to come out. Whether the din is during the first 3 hours of the day, or the din is during the second 3 hours of the day. The Shulchan Aruch in Hilchas Rosh Hashanah, and this is in Simin Tov Kuf Tzadik Aleph, it's in Sif Ches, Paskins Rav Yosef Salacha. Lo yispalu biyochet filas musa b'Rosh Hashanah ad achas shalosh shoyis hayoy. This kpeda that Rav Yosef had is gepaskin the Shulchan Aruch. A person should not daven musaf biyachides on Rosh Hashanah unless it's going to be after the first 3 hours of the day. Zok Taz, why not? Leficha b'shalosh shoyis ha'elu HaKadosh Baruch Hu donai lamai. Because those are the 3 hours of the day where on Rosh Hashanah HaKadosh Baruch Hu judges the world. And it's for that reason, it's then that you're going to have this kpeda. In other words, the Taz is being mefarish the halacha, like the Gemara was mefarish Rav Yosef, which is the source to this halacha in the first pshat in the Gemara. And that is epoch, that even though Rav Yudah Marav said the first 3 hours HaKadosh Baruch Hu learns Torah, it's the second 3 hours HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Yosef Vedana Saylamai. But you have to make an epoch. You actually have to flip it around. Really, HaKadosh Baruch Hu judges during the first 3 hours. And that seems to be the way the Taz understood this. L'maisa. There's another place in Shulchan Aruch where this plays itself out. We spoke about this yesterday. V'noyagim shekol echad oymel chaveiroi. After Ma'ariv, the first night of Rosh Hashanah, L'shana Toiva, Teikosev. Teikosev is Seichasem. That's what the Magen Avraham says. The Gaon says, no, it's Bediktok. It's supposed to be Teikosev. It's not supposed to be Veseichasem. Says the Taz. L'shana Toiva, Teikosev. B'levush simen tov kuf tzadik vav kosev. Shebiyoy marishoin acharat filo. That after davening on the first day of Rosh Hashanah, ain't loy ma l'shana Toiva, Teikosev. Don't say it anymore. Ki begimul shoyis harishoinis yaksiv l'tzadikim. Because you want to know when the din is, when's the Teikosev for the tzadikim and the Rishon, as opposed to the Beinonim, who are getting pushed off anyways. I mean, depending on the machlokes Tosfos and the Ramban. But you want to know when the ksiva is, when the din is? It's begimel shoyis or rishonis. Vein roish sheyoyim al chaveroi loshen amayrosh ein itzadik el beinani. So at this point, if you're going to go ahead and you're going to say loshana toivet tikasev, right, it's inappropriate. Again, either you're a beinani or you're missing the whole point the way the guy learns. But the bottom line is that at the end of the day, you don't say loshana toivet tikasev after davening on Rosh Hashanah by day, because at that point, it's showing lachra maisa. It's after the Yom Adin. Says the Taz, I'm skipping V'loin Nehira. I'm not masking to what the Levush says. I'm not masking. You know why? Because isn't there a second day Rosh Hashanah? V'loin Nehira. W'Yom Beis, there's a second day. So of course you should say L'shana Tevet Tikasev when you see your friend after davening. Why? Because you're vinching him on Agit Keben Shuk, because tomorrow we're doing this again. Dina Rafia, right? So it's going to happen all over again. So Zok Taz, I disagree. I hear what the Levush is saying. Abul Amais is not something I agree with. The Magen Avraham also brings this Levush. And the Magen Avraham, when he brings the Levush, says, I disagree with the Levush for a different reason. He said, because the Levush, when he said that don't say L'shana Tovet Tikasev after davening B'yoyim Rosh Hashanah, he said it because Ki Begimel Shoyis HaRishoynes Yak Ksivel Tzadik, because it's the first 3 hours a day, that's the Ksivel Tzadikim. Abba L'maisa says the Magad Avram Hainu L'shinu Akamo the Gemara Sham Talam Beis. He clearly was paskening like the first Malach in the Gemara B'Dazar Daf Talam Beis. Abba L'anad Kaimalon Kishinu Yabasra. But we hold like the second Teretz of the Gemara. Deloy Tepuch Ayin Sham. Says the Magad Avram, my pickbook with the Levush is something else. I have a problem with the Levush. Levush paskin like the first mahalach of the Gemara. We have a Messiah, anachnu kibalnu al atzmenu, that the halach is not like the first teretz of the Gemara. That the halach is really like the second teretz of the Gemara. In other words, these two terutzim in the Gemara, which is literally a davar oimed berumah shalom. When is the din? Is the din the first 3 hours of the day? Or is it the second 3 hours? We know it's not at night. That's a Yerushalmi, a Medrash, and a Shoichatai. But the question is, when during the day is it? So we narrowed it down to either the first 3 hours of the day or the second 3 hours of the day. The Taz in Tav Kuf Tzadik Aleph and L'shitasoy in Tav Kuf Pei Beis, and it's also mefurish that way, and the Levush says it's during the first 3 hours of the day. Like the first teretz of the Gemara of Avodah Zarah, Tepuch. The Magen Avraham says, Anan Kaimalon, no, there's a Messiah, there's a Kabbalah. We paskin that when really is the Yom Adin, when is this man of when it's happening? It's during the second 3 hours of the day. But the bottom line is, it seems to be a machloikis between the Magen Avraham on the one hand, the Taz and the Levush on the other hand. Magen Avraham seems to say, Anan Kaimalon, it seemed to be Poshetim that this is the way it was. Whether the Shas Adin is the first 3 hours a day or second 3 hours a day. So one thing is for sure, it's not after Chatzos, right? What does it mean, the first three and the second three? So again, this is Shoy Zmanius. That's it requires a whole shmooze onto itself. But you basically take the day, you divide it into four sets of 3 hours. The midway point is Chatzos. So working backwards from Chatzos, it's either the first half of that period or it's the second half of that period. But once Chatzos happens, it's already Lach HaMaisa. It's already after the Yom Adin. Now the first day of Rosh Hashanah is always interesting, because in as much as it's after, but that the Taz already said, you could even say L'shana Toiva Tikasev, because there's still going to be a Dina Rafya. Where you would probably feel it a little bit more is the second day. That if the second day you're saying on Asana Toikev already, no Chatzos, I don't know, ask your local rabbi. But the bottom line is Vashteta, or local rabbi, but Vashteta in Shulchan Aruch is that as it relates to when exactly the din is, we know it's by Yom and not by Laila. That's a Dava, that's Mefurish and Chazal. That's a Yerushalmi, it's a Bereshis Rabba, it's a Medrash Shoichetai. When during the day is it? So it's really two shinuyim in the Gemara in the Masechtas Avodah Zarah, Daf Talad Amud Beis, and it seems to be Mamash Machlokes Noisei Kelim, our Rebbes, literally the ones that teach us Halacha, Umasopek. But we narrowed it down at least to two sets of 3 hours. It's either the first 3 hours of the day, or like the Magad Avram said, Anan Kaimelon Kishinuya Basu Deloy Tepuch, and it's a double passionate that it's the second set of 3 hours of the day. Just to end, I saw in the Netzutzeyar, from Agoyin Agodo, Rav Reuven Margolis, on the Gemara Masechta Avodah Zarah, Daf Dalet Amud Beis. You're never disappointed when you open up any of the Sfarim of Rav Reuven Margolis. Now, Befrat, if you're going through the first 10 or so daf in the Masechta Avodah Zarah, we know this in our Chabura, Rav Reuven Margolis wrote his epic Margolis Hayam. He started writing and he ended up stopping. But on the first 10 or so daf in Avodah Zarah, there's so much there. Says Rav Reuven Margolis, Bechekim in Hogim Shali. So apparently, one of the Sfarim we don't have, Rabbi Margolis wrote, was a Sefer Ram in Hogim. Hey Arti, I was Ma'ir. Shezeu HaMekar, La Shahut Bahapiot Lekel Eirich Din. Beyoim Rishon Shal Rosh Hashanah Betfila Shachris, U Beyoim Hasheni Betfilas Mosef. Why is it that we say Lekel Eirich Din with the haunting niggin on the first day Rosh Hashanah, we say it by Shachris. And on the second day Rosh Hashanah, we say it by Musaf. Memor of Shach. Is it Shachris or is it Musaf? It's Yot, let's say it's Yedei Pluktazu. It's to be Mekayim, the two Shitas in the Gemara and Avodah Zarah, which trickle themselves down to two Shitas in Halacha. Because there's a Shita that says that Lekel Erech Din is Shachris. It's happening during the first 3 hours of the day. And there's a Shita that says it's happening Musaf. It's happening during the second 3 hours of the day. It's Yotza. Chazal were mesakin to say lekel erech din the first day by shachris to be yoytzu the shita sataz, which is the first teretz of the gemara mesachta zavayda zara, and then to say it by musaf to be yoytzu the magen avram, which is the second teretz of the gemara. And this is very much the divrei pi chachem chaim v'ruuyin hadvarim l'misham.